Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme education. Lesson 1. Education in the Garden of Eden. Thirsty, the despisers of authority. Now in the second chapter, Peter goes on to the following. But there were false prophets also among the people. He talks about the Israelites. They experienced false prophets. And then he goes on saying, even as there shall be false teachers among you nowadays. So this continues on earth. Truth and falsity. You who shall bring in damnable heresies privately, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The devil is working. As he worked in paradise, he continues working. And through covetousness, that's the reason, that's the cause, shall they with fine words make merchandise of you, and make a bargain, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. They will have to pay a price for that. But in the meantime, you can be misled if you trust the wrong persons. So it's very decisive. Whom do you trust? Compare every teaching with the Word of God. Compare it. If it is the same, otherwise it's false. And then Peter uses history of the Israelites, what is written in the Bible, and he talks about Sodom and Gomorrah and the people there. They didn't care about God, only Lot and his family, and not all of his family, they escaped. Sodom and Gomorrah were overthrown. They are down on the bottom of the Dead Sea. No more sin. He delivered just Lot, fixed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. We should leave the cities in the last days. They have become Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon. Leave the cities, God said to Antioch. Leave the cities. This is my message for the last days. Leave the cities, otherwise you will die with the others there. In the end time, when we're not allowed to buy or sell, you need your food from your own garden. You cannot go to the supermarket. You're not allowed to buy. But you need something to eat. So therefore you need a piece of land to grow vegetables there. You need food. Of course, everybody needs food. And when you're not allowed to buy, what should you do? Therefore, leave the cities as long as it is possible. In this corona time, it's high time to leave the cities. Otherwise, we will experience the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah. The big cities will be destroyed by fire and earthquake and so on.